This is Frank.
Hey, Frank, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
If you give me just a couple minutes to get in my car, I'll be more than glad to.
Okay, sure. Did you want me to give you a call back or just hold on?
Nope, just give me 1 second. I just got to put my stuff in the car.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, how can I help you?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so it looks like I received the application that you filled out online. Just wanted to kind of give you a call, make sure we're on the same page of what we're looking for, give you some feedback on what we're going to have available for you.
Okay.
Now, it looks like you're looking for is it the working capital?
Correct.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right. Now, I have the name of the business as Marlin Transport, Inc.
Uh-huh.
Okay, gotcha. Now, are you the 100% owner over there?
I am.
Okay, nice. Nice. All right. So, you know, inside of working capital is kind of like an umbrella term. We have a lot of different programs in there. So it depends on kind of what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I can point you in the right direction.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on. It transferred you to my... I knew that was going to happen. Sorry about that.
No worries.
What were you saying, though?
So I was going to say, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do here, and I can point you in the right direction programs go.
Well, I just, I have some new lanes that I've opened in the entertainment world. So I need to secure the extra trucks and have extra room for the revenue for 30 days, that type of thing.
Oh, okay. All right. So are you bringing on more trucks?
Yes.
Okay. Have you purchased the trucks yet?
I'm not purchasing them. I rent and lease all my trucks.
Oh, okay.
Just for the fact of the repairs and, you know, that kind of thing that has to happen on the road.
Absolutely. It keeps it easier for you. Yeah.
Right.
Nice. Okay. All right. So I'm sorry. Can you run that by me one more time? What's the new project that you're working on? You said you added new lanes?
I have entertainment. Hold on 1 second for me, sir. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Okay.
This is Frank.
Hey, Frank, it's Sam here.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
So I'm in the entertainment industry where my trucks are starting to pull for more and more entertainers.
How are you? Oh, okay.
And the catch with entertainers are that you can't factor their invoices.
Oh, I gotcha.
So we have to kind of bite the bullet for 14 to 21 days after we get onto the run. So
sure.
It's just a working capital to bridge that gap is all it is.
Okay, perfect, perfect. No, I fully understand, fully understand. So a lot of times, yeah, that's exactly it. You got to bridge the gap. Now, is it an ongoing cycle that you have that, you know, are you looking at, you know, kind of being slow paid every month, or how's that work out for you?
No, once they get caught up, it's you know, they're on time with everything. So basically I'm bridging the gap for 30 days. And then if I add another tour, then I would be looking to bridge that gap.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's pretty much like the first go with them. You're waiting for maybe a couple weeks, but then once you get it up and running, they're on time. So when you add a new show that you're pulling for, then you got this thing again.
Right. So are you in California or are you in New York?
I'm in California.
Okay. So you know Indio that just had the big music fest?
Yeah.
I loaded in 21 of them trucks.
Oh, awesome.
See what I'm saying? So that's what we're into right now. And they come out in 3 weeks, and we'll be pulling out probably 46 trucks out of there.
Oh, I see. So about 3 weeks from now, you're going to have those upfront costs. A couple weeks down the line, you're going to be waiting for the payment.
Right, but the payments are huge. And when I say that, is I just launched a truck out of San Francisco to Seattle, Washington at $5.70 a mile.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So the revenues are huge when you get into the industry. It's just a matter of bridging when you know, if I maintain the same thing, then it wouldn't be a problem. But the problem is that I'm growing faster than most people would want to, but I can't turn down them kind of revenues. I mean, a lot of people in the trucking industry are struggling compared to me that, you know, I've already went through the struggle part, so now I'm building astronomically.
Okay, yeah, now it sounds like you got into a pretty good industry to be working for with the entertainers. Nice.
Right.
Okay, all right, so...
See, now I had working capital. There was three working capitals I had, okay? And here's what happened. During that bridge of that gap, I ran into a snafu. Well, nobody told me the whole ins and outs of the industry, okay? Of the little mudsuckers in New York. And I will call them that because two of them, we are looking to sue.
Who did you go through, if you don't mind me asking?
The two that were a pain in my butt was Richmond Capital and Ace Funding.
Okay, I can't say that I know either of them, to be honest.
Well, from what I understand is they're the bottom feeders of the industry. They'll do anything in any way, shape, or form. Well, the broker that I guess is what you call them came to me, said, hey, we can help you with the gap, this is da-da-da, and they did. Well, what happened was I had to go 14 days without a check. So I was funding this with my own money into the bank. So I called them up and I said, hey, listen, this is what's going on. This is what happened. Oh, no problem, Frank. What we'll do is we'll stop the payments for 2 weeks. And then we'll just restart and we'll move it to the back and we'll charge you $150. I said, okay. Yeah. Hey, you guys are great to work with. So I thought everything was fine. Come to find out, both of them, on May 24th or something like that, went and filed judgments, the COJs.
Oh, my gosh.
And never told us. And then Richmond Capital went and seized my accounts and pulled $42,000 out of there.
Wow.
My attorneys went apeshit.
I believe it.
So because we didn't have anything really in writing, you know, I guess it was a good fella's business or whatever, there wasn't nothing they could do. Well, Ace Funding, on the other hand, they were continually drawing out their daily payments, and I thought everything was fine. I didn't even know that they had a judgment out there.
Uh-huh.
We found out about it. We threw a fit because you shouldn't have filed the judgment if you're drawing out your daily payments.
Yep.
So the attorneys, you know, were dealing with him and then went to his attorneys, and the funny part is they drew out $2,700 more than I owed, and I'm still waiting for that money to come back into my
account. Oh, my God. That's horrible.
So the corporate attorneys, you know, so them dings are on me, but we have the satisfactory, you know, of the judgment and everything being released and paid on time. Well, in the mean of that time of this, Quick Fix Capital was involved into this mix, and they are good people. You know, they did what they said. They said they would hold their payments back, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
Well, when that guy pulled out $42,000 out of my account, guess what happened?
Oh, their payments wouldn't go through then.
Right. So then we notified them, and the attorneys were explaining to them, you know, what we're doing against Ace Funding.
Mm-hmm.
So they put me to a place. They wanted it to go to a third-party place is what they said. So they sent it to a company, RTR. I didn't know that these people were considered in your industry at collections.
Yep, yep.
But we have a letter stating that we were just working with them and that they should have never filed a judgment, the COJ, and it was all done on critical error, da-da-da. So that should play to my favor that we are up to date with their payments and on time with our payments. That's, you know, the letter states that, just as agreed upon. We just had to go to a third-party person because of the legality that's happening with ACE funding.
Sure. Okay. Now, how long ago did this happen?
In May.
In May, okay.
Yeah. So okay. Now I only have, the only one I have in there is Quick Fix, and it goes to RTR. And I can send you the letter stating, you know, they've sent a letter on their letterhead that, you know, no judgment should have been filed. That was done by mistake. And that I am on time with their daily payments, just like we agreed upon.
Okay. Yeah, that's huge. That's huge because, I mean, the way these things work is as long as you're, you know, on time with your current ones, we can get something for you. When you're not, then, you know, issues arise. But if you have that in writing, it's probably something we're going to be able to work with. And I'm sorry you had to go through that, man. That sounds that
well.
That's a raw.
You know,
deal.
There's bottom feeders all day long, I guess, in every industry. But
yeah,
you know, it was ACE funding. We're not done with. I basically the last time I was on a conference call with their attorneys and my attorney, I basically told them that I would spend every dime I have to put him out of business.
Uh huh. Well, I hope so, because I mean, I'll tell you what, I work with, you know, because we do work in capital loans. It's not all we do, but we do them. I deal with a lot of people who have gone through kind of what I call one-trick ponies, where they only do work in capital, and it sounds like that's what they are, and, you know, they just come with nightmare stories, and yours sounds like one of the worst.
Who would you be sending me to?
So
do you work with?
Yeah, we're somewhat of a hybrid. So first we'll try to get you done entirely in-house. So if we can get you, if you meet all of our underwriting guidelines, we can get you approved and then fund you entirely inside house. Now, we do have probably about maybe 12 to 15 other financial arms that we work with. But, I mean, obviously I would not send you to 12 to 15. I would keep it to maybe one or two, depending on... I'm not sure what we're looking at here. So, you know, we use different ones for different needs. Do you have any idea how much you were looking for?
Probably $40,000 on a short-term basis.
Short-term, yeah, that makes sense because you're looking to minimize that interest exposure, turn it around, and move on. Okay, $40,000. And what do you do for your gross annual sales?
About $300,000 a month.
$300,000 a month? Okay. All right, so that $40,000 shouldn't be too much to come by. All right, now how about this one? What does your personal credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Somewhere in the middle?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. That's how we found out about one of the judgments.
Oh, came up on your personal?
And it showed up on my personal one.
Oh, jeez.
ACE funding was, that was a big deal. That's why we're looking to sue them.
Yeah.
So... it was at 620 with that judgment, but with the satisfactory judgment, I don't know how quick they take it off. I mean, that they told me that would raise it anywhere between 50 and 100 points.
Yeah, absolutely, it will. Now, do you know if we were to look at your credit, would it show satisfactory on there for the judgment?
I'm going to send you the satisfactory judgment.
Yeah,
I don't know
absolutely.
If they posted it yet.
Yeah, then that's okay. Okay, cool. I can work with that. I can work
that's
with that.
That's
why
I have the copy of it, just so if anybody says, you know, hey, this is there, well, no, it's taken care of. You know, the credit bureaus don't work very fast.
Yeah, there's definitely a lag. If we have the documentation, we should be able to cover it. Okay. All right, now how about this? What's your current balance with, well, I guess it's with, what is it? Well, Quick Fix, but now RTR.
We should be, because they took back all the assessment fees and everything, I want to say we're probably at about $12,000, $13,000.
Okay, that's not going to eat too much out of what we're able to do. I think, really, what
I'm looking
do...
for is this. I'm looking for a $40,000 bridge.
Uh-huh.
At anywhere between $6 and $7.50 a day.
Okay, perfect.
Five days a week.
You're giving me good numbers to work with. That makes
sense. I mean, that's what I can work with, so that way I stay on track. And the reason I'm only going $40,000 is that way I can pull it out of my personal accounts if I had to and pay it.
Oh,
I
got you. I
don't
want
to go higher than, you know, I can support behind, you know, with
sure.
My
so worst case scenario, you're covered. You're not going to put yourself in a position where, you know, it's all going to fall through on a $40,000 or something
right.
higher than that. Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's smart. Okay. All right. Now, what I think we would have for you most likely is probably an option that would pay off that quick fix balance in addition to getting you the cash that you want right now. Now, is that something
okay.
that you would be looking for?
That would be fine with me.
Okay, because I can probably work with both, but really to get you probably the best programs, that's our best option. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So between 6 and 7.
If you send me what documentation you would need, and let me call over to the attorney to call down to over to New York,
uh-huh.
get you an exact payoff amount.
Sorry yeah, about. Yeah. That will definitely help. Okay. So now, I guess, how soon were you looking to get the funds in place? What's the timeline
yesterday.
We're working with? Yesterday. Okay. Okay, I can work with that. I can't quite do yesterday, but you know we can get it done this week. Now, okay, I guess you know we have a pretty clear idea of what we want to do here. So the next step is just to get you approved, and then go from there. Work with the options that we have, see what makes sense. So to get you approved, I'll need a few things from you. It's going to be, let me see. So I'm going to need 6 months of the business bank statements, and then the business tax return. Did you guys finish 2015?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then I know you filled out an application online, but I'm actually going to send you an application to fill out. It's specific for the program that I know that I'm going to get you into. So it's just a one-page
sure.
application. And then if you could also send, I mean, if it takes you a little longer to get these, just send me the basics, the bank statements, the tax return, and the application. I can get the ball rolling, so we're not losing any time. But if you could also send me the balance for Quick Fix.
What was that last thing, sir? I'm sorry?
The balance for Quick Fix.
Okay.
And then the letter showing that you have the satisfied judgment.
Yep. I got all that stuff. Okay.
Okay, perfect. And I'm going to send you an email right now with this whole list to keep it easy, okay? So
okay.
It looks like the email I have is frank@marlintransportinc.com. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to put it in a list for you right now. I'll send it over. I'll attach the application. In the email, you will have my direct contact information. Questions?
Okay.
You can call me. You can email me. I'll get right back to you.
Okay.
All right. Now, once I get all of that back from you, it usually takes me about a day or so, like 24 hours, to get an answer on an approval. And then from there, we can, you know, work through the options that we have. Ideally, I mean, if it all falls in line, we can have this wrapped up. Today's Monday. We can easily by Thursday.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to put the email together right now and send it over to you. Did you have any other questions for me?
Nope. I think that'll be it.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send it your way. If something does pop up, give me a call.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot, Frank.